right. Charlie Simmons and Bob Patterson are back with us, and I just want to pause for a minute, too. We've been talking about Lon and Liz and wishing they were here with us tonight. I want to send out some love tonight to Bob's dear, sweet wife, Jolene, who can't be with us tonight either, but hopefully she might be listening online. And he made the reference to Radio Dead. Many of you have been coming to the show for years. We used to do a show on Halloween, and we would call it Radio Dead, and the artists and the audience would come in costume, and we had a lot of fun with that. But Bob did do quite a few of those. And
people would always ask, hey, do you do Radio Live? We go, we do Radio Dead.
So once again, welcome. Bob Patterson, Charlie Simmons.
Now, folks, it's getting late, and I gotta go. I know because my baby just called and told me so. I don't need to make no decisions on my own. She said, now, honey, don't you eat them ribs. They ain't no good for you. Have some of your mama's sweet organic vegetarian Brunswick stew. I don't need to make no decisions on my own. Now, don't get me wrong. It ain't that bad. She's the best kind of loving one I ever had. She keeps my children clean, my shoelaces tied. Most of all, she knows I likes my tofu fried. I don't need to make no decisions on my own. You know, on Friday night, she gets my checks. Changes all the channels on my brand new color TV set. I don't need to make no decisions on my own. Said after work, I want you to come straight home. No, don't turn off that cellular phone. I don't need to make no decisions on my own. Now don't get me wrong, it ain't that bad. She's the best kind of loving woman I ever had. She keeps my children clean, my shoelaces tied. Most of all, she knows and likes my tofu fried. I don't need to make no decisions on my own. Johnny Law, he don't bother me when she's in that passenger seat. Damn, she's always there. I'll see her. I don't need to make no decisions on my own. You know, Mom, she's a little weird, but she gets all her wishes. That's why I don't wear no pants when I'm doing the dishes.
That's TMI.
I don't need to make no decisions on my own. Now don't get me wrong, it ain't that bad. She's the best kind of loving woman I ever had. She keeps my children clean, my shoelaces tied. Most of all, she knows and likes my tofu fried. Don't need to make no decisions. I don't need to make no decisions. I don't need to make no decisions on my own.
Hey, thank you so much, folks. I had a young man in the audience tonight ask me if I'd do the song. I'm happy to report that this song of mine is widely sung in fourth grades throughout the state of Florida. I used to sing it to an older group, but they're dead now. They wish they could be here. Best Florida Song, 2011. If I could only reuse time, oh, I'd go back 100 years to a place where I could listen to the lullaby of the rivers. For now and then there will arise out of the waters Indian spirits to tell me how they got their names and sing the lullaby of the rivers. Ocklawaha, it should tell me he can find her with the coochie. Apalachicola, Wakulla, Wasisosila, Caloosahatchee, Kissimmee, Ocklawaha, Choctawhatchee, the Conallahatchee and the Swanee are singing the lullaby of the rivers. Now if you have ears enough for listening, you know you can hear what they are saying. You can hear them all singing the lullaby of the rivers. The moving water makes the music. The pureness creates the healing. The reflections give up the secrets to the lullaby of the rivers. Ocklawaha, it's Chautauqua, he can find her with the Coochie. Apalachicola, Wakulla, Wasisosila, Caloosahatchee, Kissimmee, Ocklawaha, Choctawhatchee, the Conallahatchee and the Swanee are singing lullaby of the rivers. Ocklawaha, Itchitubney, he can find her with the Coochie. Apalachicola, Wakulla, Wasisosila, Caloosahatchee, Kissimmee, Ocklawaha, Choctawhatchee, the Conallahatchee and the Swanee are singing the lullaby of the river. Folks, old Zip Coon went walking through the Florida scrub one day. Why, the sky was the colors of robin's eggs. Sun was burning a golden color through the trees like Tupelo honey. He walked alongside one of them long-leafed needle pine trees. He heard a sound that sounded like the rasping of castanets. He turned his head in that direction. He saw a big eastern diamond rattlesnake raising its head in a menacing manner. Now, old Zip, of course, had a shotgun with him. He put it to his shoulder. He said, "Mr. Rattlesnake, don't you be talking to me that way. Well, I could shoot you. You're so big and fat, I could feed my family of four. I could take that pretty hide of yours so long the way you are there, and I could probably make a belt that would even fit around my missus. And I could take them buttons, you know, them rattles, and put them in my guitar. That surely bring me some good luck. So, Mr. Rattlesnake, you calm down and old Zip ain't going to shoot you today, and besides, you might be able to do something for me someday. And sure enough, that rattlesnake just settled right on down. So old Zip made it through the woods till he came across a set of railroad tracks, figured he'd take a little break. He stopped, took out his water bottle, took a nice drink of water. He untied a red bandana he had around his neck, dried the sweat from his brow, and he pulled a big apple out of his bib overalls, brushed it off, took a big bite out of it, and as the sugar from that apple broke across his tongue, why, just commenced those little taste buds to do a little jig. He ate that apple just like that. He's like, I'm just going to lay down here a minute and take a rest. Laid across the tracks, put his head up against the rail, and old Zip found fast asleep. Now, folks, nobody knows, not even Zip, how long he was asleep. But he woke up when he felt somebody had him by the shirt and was shaking him. As he opened his eyes, he saw a big man in a brakeman's uniform. He turned up and looked up the track. Not 15 yards from where he was laying his head was a big locomotive. Brakeman said, you know, Mr. Zip Coon, you sure are lucky. You know, if that engineer didn't see a rattlesnake waving a red bandana, you'd be a dead Zip Coon. Thank you all very much, my pal Charlie Simmons.
Thank you, Bob. Thank you, Bob. Thank you, Charlie. Bob Patterson and Charlie Simmons, and they'll be back for the big finale number as well. And right now, our buddy Grant Peoples is back, and you know, I told him to really ramp it up this set, because you know, he's a lot like public radio. He is incredibly fair and balanced, and that's what I tell my staff. Every time somebody hears something they don't like, we usually hear from both sides, and that means we're doing something right. So that's the tradition that Grant has always followed, and that is to make everybody as mad as possible so no one group can single him out. Once again, Mr. Grant Peoples.
Thank you, Pat. I want to thank the lawyers, too, because lawyers don't really get a lot of appreciation. But I really thank them for putting this on for the last couple of years. I've been able to play it a few times. And I just want to say, if I ever go into a Walmart and slip and fall down, these are the guys I'm calling. I'm going to do a new song. You can see We don't want the people on the radio to know I've actually got my lyrics in front of me here. This is a new song. I don't know it very well, but this is one I was just talking to Flagship, and they're getting ready to go out for a month, and I'm getting ready to go out for a month. And this is essentially a song that takes into account a particular place that we all end up almost every day while we're out there on the road. We don't like to talk about it, but this is just this is called Breakfast in the Gulag. There's a black chick steaming cream behind the counter with a ring in her nose. It's 10:30 in the morning and I'm standing in a long line here at the gulag. I was hoping I could get a little breakfast for all the people without jobs. Showed up. I'm standing beside these girls that smell like weed. I'm pretending not to notice, but the topic of the conversation, man, it's something. Yeah, the one with the tattoo on her neck turns to the one with the red lipstick smeared across the face and says this, she says. Well, I noticed just this morning. Yes, I noticed just this morning that it burns when I pee. I'm thinking it might have handed something off to me. Yeah, it's breakfast in the gulag. It's what you find here behind the barbed wire. Y'all know where I'm talking about. Yeah, breakfast in the gulag. It's what you find here behind the barbed wire. Here's somebody else in there, too. He got a laptop and an iPad and an iPhone. He's talking to all of them and at the same time in English with an accent. He's Indian, but Bombay, not Santa Fe. Anyway, he's a loud thing and he's bothering this tall man with a suntan who is obviously a fella who rides a bicycle. Which is evident from the tight shorts and the helmet he's wearing. He interrupts the Indian, puts his tea down and tells him, says, well, you must be the gentleman. Yeah, you must be the gentleman I spoke with when I call Wednesday evening to complain about my Comcast cable connection. It's breakfast in the gulag. It's what you find here behind a barbed wire. It's past the guards in the prison yard. It's breakfast, breakfast in the gulag. And somebody else, let me see if I can get them. And in walks this woman who appears to be homeless. It's a safe guess by the way she's dressed in the shopping cart she's pushing. She smells bad, I mean real bad, and looks worse. And so, of course, now the management has to show up. Some young kid with a big zit and a notepad asked the woman, would you like to order something? Which is intended surely to be a totally rhetorical question. But right there and just then, with everybody watching, the woman unbuttons her shirt and then she reaches in and pulls out a crisp $100 bill and says, well, as a matter of fact, I want some coffee black. Keep the change, make it fast, I got a plane to catch. Yeah, it's breakfast in the gulag. It's what you find here behind the barbed wire. It's past the guards in the prison yard. It's breakfast, breakfast in the gulag. I swear that first story then there about those girls, and I heard that in the line at Starbucks. I did. I'm going to play another song I don't know. From Marathon to Concord, the torches burn blood for few. Liberty, she can be so cruel. Shine, Republic, shine. Pave the way through the hearts of our wilderness. Let your goddamn the rivers of tenderness. Shine, Republic, shine. promenades and pageantry, symbols turned to cold hard steel. Your fairy tales are good as real. Shine, Republic, shine, with your obsession for Caesars and luxuries, and keeping all your children in custody. Shine, Republic, shine. Shine, Republic, shine. Pave the way through the hearts of our wilderness. Let your goddamn the rivers of tenderness. Shine, Republic, shine. And bitter is the taste of truth, blinded by things you can't see. You're swinging now from your own noose. Shine, Republic, shine. Just watch out for the ones who got nothing to lose. I tell you, we're not yet quite through with you. Shine, Republic, shine. Shine, Republic, shine. Pave the way through the hearts of our wilderness. Let your goddamn them rivers of tenderness. Shine, Republic, shine. Shine, Republic, shine. I'd like to dedicate this song to Pat Crawford. I could never play poker, because how can you stand there with baby blue eyes and say that you love me while telling me lies? I don't know where you've been, but you sure weren't alone. I just found a picture of somebody's weenie on your phone. Well, I'll give a girl credit where credit is due, and admit that your new guy, well, he's a straight shooter too. But you're a nasty little thing, thinking you'd hide that bone. I found a picture of somebody's weenie on your phone. There's a picture of somebody's weenie on your phone. You went to the shower, but you forgot one small thing. You left your phone on the nightstand, and it started to ring. And I took a gander, and what did I see? One hell of a hammer staring right back at me. So never mind the dinner, I put my crap in the car. I got my stash from the freezer and the cash from the drawer. But there's just one more thing before I say goodbye. There's boobies on my iPad, and they're twice your size. Call me sometime and kiss my ass at the tone. I found a picture of somebody's weenie on your phone. There's a picture of somebody's weenie on your phone. Pat just thought that next month was the last Radio Live. I got to do a little. I got to do a little self-promotion if I can here. I have to explain that some of these songs that you've heard tonight are on this CD that I have come out with since I was last here. It's called Indiscretion. my mother has never seen this record. As far as I know, she doesn't even know it exists. And this is not something that you want to play in around your grandchildren or anything like that. But if you're interested in those kind of songs, what happened was I would go play these kind of gigs, and I play a lot of serious stuff, and then I'd get through, you know, I'd play these really serious political, social commentary songs and love songs, and then everybody comes up and they want to hear the weenie song, you know? So on the record, the word is a little different on the record. So anyhow, I made that. And so I'm holding it up. CD sales have gotten really bad because y'all people have quit buying. Actually, y'all haven't. This crowd right here, which is kind of my crowd, which is, yeah, y'all haven't. So, but they were going down, so I decided I wanted to, like, take a little sales course. So I went and looked. Ed McMahon had a little thing on YouTube, and he said, if you can hold it up or point to it, you can sell it. So I started doing that, and I'd be damned if it doesn't really work. You know, you just kind of hold it up like that, and then people, they buy it. And then also, I have a poetry book. And I have this woman came up to me tonight. I don't know where she is. And she says, I bought that book, and I listened to that CD in it, and it was terrifying. That's what she said. So I have that, too. That poem I read earlier is in there. And so I got one more song, don't I? I've already done three. I'm going to do one more. And I was told my last set, we're supposed to be up here 13 minutes. My last set, I was up here 22. So who else I want to thank? Well, all of y'all. Who? I'm going to do that for you. Thank all y'all people for this. I had this opportunity. I've only been doing this. I started doing this when I was 50 years old. I had never. Bob Patterson hired me to play at the Gamble Rogers Folk Festival in 2008, and that was my first gig. And I've just. Did anybody notice I'm plucking one string and turning the other? And that was my first. I started at 50 years old, and I told that one time at Eddie's Attic in Atlanta, and I said that, somebody way in the back said, it's never too late to change your major. But I got started late, and this is one of the songs that I thought was going to propel me to fame, and it didn't. They had a song contest for the state of Florida in 2007. And I entered it, and I lost. In the middle of the winter, when you need a vacation, come where the sun and the sand is waiting. Right down here at the bottom of our nation, I'm talking about Florida. Yeah, come on down to the Sunshine State. Bring your money, check out the place. Well, chances are you'll decide to stay. Hell, everybody else does. There's 1,000 new residents coming down every day. They're all moving in and buying up the place. They're filling in the swamps to make some more space. And man, we're starting to need it. We got snake farms and alligator wrestlers, more state executions than anywhere but Texas. Shuffleboard and wet t-shirt contestants. Man, you gotta see it to believe it. Come on down to the Sunshine State. Bring your money, check out the place. Well, chances are you'll decide to stay. Hell, everybody else does. Well, we're number one in lightning strikes, snake bites, alligator and shark attacks. We got 1 million illegal aliens to sack all our trash, clean toilets, wash dishes, and cut the grass. I'm telling you, it's heaven. We feature 1 golf course for every man, woman, and child. We cut down the trees and get to see for miles. Don't it seem like a place you could kick back a while? Well, dude, it don't get no better. Yeah, come on down to the Sunshine State. Bring your money, check out the place. Well, chances are you'll decide to stay. Hell, everybody else does. We got these federally subsidized sugar plantations. They're bigger and richer than most European nations. They own our politicians and hire all the Haitians. It's what you call a sweet deal. Well, everybody said it was some kind of joke when we said it ain't over till your brother counts the votes. And 12 years later, y'all elected Rick Scott. It's what you call a state steal. Come on down to the Sunshine State. Bring your money, check out the place. Chances are you'll decide to stay. Hell, everybody else does. Well, our school system rates higher than Mississippi and Louisiana. And though we ain't up there with Arkansas and Alabama, 10% of our children wind up in the slammer. And that's gotta count for something. You see, we ain't got no state income tax, man, because we get to stick it to all the Yankees, and that makes up for that. A service-based economy is what keeps us fat. That and a lot of fried mullet. And come on down to the Sunshine State. Bring your money, check out the place. Chances are you'll decide to stay. Hell, everybody, everybody, everybody else does. Thank y'all so much.
Thank you, Grant. Mr. Grant Peoples. All right. As you've heard the artist mention during the show tonight, this is the next to last Radio Live. It's going away after next month. We've got some harsh budget realities we have to deal with, and we're going to try to take care of that down the road. But in the meantime, we're going to have to take a little vacation from this show, and we're going to miss you, the audience, because once again, there's such great energy here, and we feel the love every month when you all get it. But what a wonderful show we're having tonight. What a great time. These artists are fantastic. And we're going to continue now with our friends, Flagship Romance.
Thank you very much. Wow, what a great night. So we're going to play you now our newest song. And this song is one that we wrote in May. We played with Lisa Loeb. Does anybody know who Lisa Loeb is? So I was a little scared to meet her just because I really looked up to her when I was younger, and turns out she was like the nicest person ever. She was so nice. So, you know, luckily, you know, sometimes you meet somebody that's famous and they're a jerk and then you can't like them anymore. She was so opposite of that. And so the vibe backstage was just incredible. And Sean was really inspired. He was looking at our guitar case, which is covered in stickers from everywhere we've traveled, and he was inspired by our Canadian Rockies sticker. And he was thinking about the time when the two of us Floridians decided to go touring in the Western Canadian Rockies in November.
Yeah, great idea.
Talk about scary, yes, and very, very cold. It was freezing. But since we're alive, it was a great idea, and it was just, you know, it was wonderful. And so he starts writing this song about doing something that scares you. And we finished the song about 10 minutes before we went on stage with Lisa. And Sean looks at me and he says, "Do you want to play it?" And I said, "No." And he said, "Well, it's going to be written in vain if we don't play it. It's about scaring yourself." And, you know, he had to pull that.
That's
so
a good line.
It was, yeah. So we played it, but I had one condition. We had to play it first because I was going to forget everything we just did if we played a different song. So this song is appropriately called Scare Yourself, and we hope you enjoy it.
You may feel the same, you'll never know. Cause life can be sugar sweet like candy in July, and it could have a darker side. So leave some slack on the safety belt when you get on the ride. Gotta scare yourself sometimes. You gotta scare yourself sometimes. Jump out an airplane from the big blue ceiling. See how small you are compared to this land. Oh, learn to ask the questions. Nobody knows an answer. It's time we try to understand. The life can be sugar sweet like candy in July, and it could have a darker side. Some slack on the safety belt when you get on the ride. Gotta scare yourself sometimes. You gotta scare yourself. Gotta scare yourself sometimes. Standing at Radio Live, playing songs that make me nervous. Pray to God you might open some eyes. Choose the one you love, not based on rules or religion. Fought for who you love and don't ask why. Cause life can be a beauty queen, long may she reign. With a smile straight down your spine. Gotta scare yourself sometimes. Gotta scare yourself sometimes. Gotta scare yourself. Gotta scare yourself sometimes.
Thank you.
Thank you. Wow.
Is everyone having a great time?
Thank you.
We cannot express in words, I guess I am, but how truly, truly grateful we are to be a part of this program on the second to last episode. We just skirted in right at the very end,
thanks
so
to Bob
honored.
At you. Bob Patterson for introducing us.
Yeah, give it up to Bob Patterson and Charlie Simmons.
So amazing.
They're those people that you meet one time and you're automatically family.
Yes.
You know?
Absolutely.
Earth family. As hippie as that sounds, they are Earth family. Let's see. So, as Grant mentioned, we have merchandise on sale in the back.
Yeah.
For those of you in Radio Land, you can get our merchandise at flagshipromance.com. But don't do it while you're driving, please.
And I'm going to take a little note from Grant and hold it up.
Ooh.
I know Radio Land can't see it, but
yeah.
We have a shirt that says Don't Folk With My Heart on it. And we have every size, and they're really soft, and you can get it on our website, too.
Yes.
But we have them here tonight, so plus our new record.
So this song is on our first record that we recorded in New Orleans with some amazing New Orleans musicians, which, I mean, when you go to New Orleans, it's just duh.
That's
you know, they're all going to be amazing. This song is about putting your trust in somebody and it not really working out the way that you envisioned it. You know, they just some people put their trust in others, and it works out great. We do house concerts almost every night. We meet strangers every night. You know, we show up at someone's house we've never met before. And it's a wonderful social experiment because it really restores your faith in humanity. There are so many people, like the people in this room, that genuinely love music and they want to hear music and they want to experience music. And for two artists that have separately been signed to major labels and to have seen behind the curtain, we would play house concerts every day for the rest of our lives because it's this wonderful, intimate connection. So we want to thank you guys so much for being here tonight. It's really made our night. And on that note, here's a song about just getting your heart ripped open, and it's called Treason.
Tell me, how could I have known just how hard this would be when you took back your heart and you swallowed your key?
Say
And it's such a shame. What do we
making our week, month, year. We have one more song for you, and this song is like really, really special. It was the first song we ever sang together officially as a duo, which is special in itself.
It was an accident. When we met, we wanted nothing to do with each other, you know. And like personally, we're just like, no, we got out of really bad relationships, and we're like, no. And then we became best friends that made out all the time, you know.
Yep.
And then we're like, we're not going to play music together. And then now we're married and touring all the time. So you just don't ever tell the universe no.
Yeah, it's it doesn't just work. It doesn't work. But this song, Sean mentioned that last week we had our year anniversary of when we were engaged. This song has something to do with that. We were singing this song on stage at our album release party. And Sean was just being totally weird, like totally fidgety. He was just, I didn't know what was going on. And I just figured he was nervous. And then we got to the end of the song, and we were holding out this long note, and he just kept holding it and holding it and holding it. And I'm like, what in the world? I didn't take a big enough breath. And then he placed a ring box up on the top of our microphone stand. Yeah, it was perfect. I was like June Carter Cash, but without the drugs and without the cheating. So it really was perfect. So so we're going to play that song for you now, and we hope you enjoy it.
It's been a pleasure to play for you guys. Thank you so much.
Escape, I know you'll haunt me every day. and we will dig for gold in this barren land, and I will do the best I can be for your faith in me.
Flagship Romance, yeah. All right, Bob and Charlie are going to come out and join us. Grant's coming back out. We're going to do the big encore number, but first I need to remind you that Radio Live is a production of WUWF Public Media at the University of West Florida. Our technical director and tonight our house sound person, Mr. Dale Regal. And this is Dale's last Radio Live because he's so heartbroken that the series is ending. He refuses to come next month. He's not going to be here. Our broadcast mix tonight, who we need to give him some applause to since he's volunteered to sit out in the truck, Joe Vincenza. Here for Joe. Our master control operator is Bob Barrett. We have production assistants today from Josh Morton and Steve Pfeiffer. Our video director is Jonathan Heidi. Our videographers are Teresa Clark and Mariah Singerman, and also Josh Morton handling that job as well. Our house manager tonight is Lindsay Myers. And our stage manager, and this is her last Radio Live, to everybody's favorite Jewish mother, Enid Siskin. All right. This is Pat Crawford reminding you to keep your mind on your driving, your heart on the coast, and your ears on public radio. Good night, everybody.
Job with all that cash. I got them deep river sings with me, I'll go down.
Let the